Chuck, is the parsonage, is it for the pastor living, or is it used for religious purposes in any way?
Parsonage, just for living purposes.
Just for living purposes?
This is the same one that you all granted the waiver of penalties and interest.
Yeah.
18, this is for the 19.
Yeah, that's why I asked then. It was just for penalties and interest.
Right.
But
they paid the taxes for 18 after you all waived the penalties and interest.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't own it January 1 of 18. This is for 2019.
But it's not used for Bible study or religious purchase anymore?
Well, it could be, but its main purpose is parsonage.
For the, to live in?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have two churches that the pastor serves. It's kind of in between the two.
Yeah, it's in a residential neighborhood in the center of other houses. I'm just going to past experience when we ran across these, and I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm wondering if we need to table it, because if it's just strictly used for the pastor to live in, I thought that there was rulings on this some years ago. If it was just for the pastor to live in, I thought they went to housing allowances, and unless it was used for Bible studies and so forth. They could have changed it since then, but it went through, and I know, like, in our particular church, we no longer own a separate parsonage. They give a housing allowance.
They don't seem to be as common as they used to be, but my understanding, it was still right to one residence.
Unless you gentlemen know more, I'd like to table it and let our attorneys going to check into the Supreme Court decision that was made.
When was the Supreme Court decision? Is it in the last couple
no,
months?
No, it's
I was thinking that, does this fall under the same as, wasn't there like a billboard that the church owned, or that a church owned, and they rented it out to, or is it vice versa, that somebody owned it and they rented it out to a church, so therefore it was exempt? And then it was something that you guys brought before us. I'm trying to remember what it was, because I remember questioning it then. It's like, oh, well, wait a minute. Why are we... But then there was another issue where property was owned by an individual, but the individual leased it to religious organizations, so then they weren't charged tax on it, even though they lived... I was thinking there was two or three different issues.
Probably has been.
And I remember... Sorry, I remember not agreeing with it, but being told, well... Supreme Court rule, I was thinking this falls under that, but I could be wrong. Do you guys remember what I'm talking about?
Well, the one I think you're speaking of is the billboard there at OTC.
Okay, yes.
That was one of them.
Right, but the billboard's owned by a private entity. The OTC doesn't own the billboard. They just own the land that's leased on.
They use one half of it. I don't remember the details.
And the other half is used for profit, but yet...
The other half is rented, yeah. I don't know if it's on their land. I don't know whether they own the structure or not. But I don't know. It'd be a guess.
But you're right. It was OTC. It wasn't a church.
But we've had issues. Well, it still is, to the best of my knowledge. Downtown Branson, the old cultural funeral home, is owned by an individual. And he leased it to a church for a dollar, actually paid their own electricity for some time. Super guy. But because he owned it, he could sell it. It had to be taxed. But I hadn't heard anything on the parsonage thing. That's new to me.
How does that not... Did the state tax commission not rule on a large religious entity that... Then we probably is it okay if we table it and let our attorney weigh
in? It's just 2019, so it's not going to...
Right.
And it won't make a difference in everything, except then Ben's just brought up, if it does, then the penalties and interest would just stop at this point. There was a lot of discussion, but the hearing officers are not there now that had the opinions that it was back when we have a different assessor, and a lot of things went over it, and... They made some changes in the way churches then how they do. Like, I know in particular, if you prove that it was used for even a parking lot, if a church owned something, things would be given to churches and then thinking they could come off the tax rolls. Well, they had to use them for religious purposes. So, like, I remember a parking lot that could have a revival meeting in the tent of it. You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of, which I know in particular, ours, the pastor, you know, has a house in his name and buys it and stuff, and is given like a housing allowance because it was the lands in the church's name, it had to be used for religious purposes.
I'm thinking as you're talking, it's fine to table it, of course. I'm thinking I did touch base with the state on this.
Okay.
That it's still appropriate and right to do. But I hope it is because I took 2020 to the BOE and they've approved it already.
Well, they may not have been given all the...
Well, they didn't. As far as I knew, that's the right thing. So,
yeah.
Check her out and we'll go from there again.
And I wouldn't have, if it hadn't, it was some years back, quite of an issue. I don't know what's taking place now, but let our attorney, if you don't care, to...
No. Move to the table, abatement number 205999 to... What's next week? Is the 10th?
Yes.
To second. August 17th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
So, Chuck, so we'll know what's current and what's the way it's ruled on now.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be in recess until 9:30. I think we got a minute. Upstairs for real executive session 6:10, 0:21, 1:23, and 12. We'll be in recess at 8 or 9:29.